God is still looking, saying, who shall I send?
Who will go?
Many people said, here I am, especially in university, where there were no responsibilities. Here I am. There are many people that caught the fire, who caught the fire at the same time. At the end of the day, at the service, it says, from whom the whole body joined together and knit by what every joint supplies. Katombri katalia tostes. He wants a body that is fully active, that every joint is a supplying joint, that even if you are a member, just a member, you can tell us at a moment's notice your contribution to the prosperity of the gospel. What are you doing? Without stuttering, without stammering. And the reason why you must be able to say it without stuttering or stammering is because what you did thoughtfully. You took your time to craft a strategy for reaching out to colleagues in the office, fellow students in school, people in your vicinity. You came up with a plan, a strategy. You are not accidentally effective, because there is no such thing. You came up with a strategy. And so if I ask you, what are you doing for God? You can say. Because not only were you planning to advance your career, you were planning to advance the kingdom. Say loud, amen. Amen. Some of you have a 5-year plan, 10-year plan, 20-year plan for your business, but no plan for the kingdom. No plan. Everything is random. When it is time to give, you just dip your hand like this. You know, the currency that comes out, that's what you give. No plan. You have a budget for everything except God. You have a to-do list. Reading the Bible is not there. You meet all your targets at work, all the KPIs. At the appraisal, when it's time for appraisal, you are never behind. You set alarm for everything else. You know how to wake up early, catch the first bus, get to work on time. But somehow, you want God to believe that you have tried everything and you still don't have a prayer life. And that you don't have a study life. You finished school with a 2-1. But you have not finished the Bible. You know, I've told you before, every other thing you succeed at in life is a witness against you. At least, dull people have an excuse. We will never know whether if they read the Bible. I'm sorry. But you, if you are ignorant, is your choice. Because you know everything else. You know sports. You know politics. You know, you have an opinion on everything else. When they are talking about anything else in the office, you will talk, except God. When it comes to God, you keep quiet so that you don't come across as too extra. But let them just start talking about Nigeria. And you have to understand, God is watching. He's saying, who? So he has literally gone to some people and had to move past, because this one won't do the job. Gone to some people. Do you know what it means? For the Bible, it's an eternal record about someone in the Bible that he loved this present world. He had a call. He left the call. It's written, see, forever is there about Demas. He loved this present world. Some people, that will be their report card when they see Jesus. Are you? It's just cruise now. It was just money you were pursuing. Doesn't it freak you out
that Jesus knows everything. Your pastor may not. Once in a while, you know, we might be spot on with prophetic gifts, but even pastors can be deceived. That's a fact. In fact, the way the prophetic gift works, very funny. Prophecy can lead you to David's house, and then we just stop. Sometimes it's very annoying. You say, there's someone here, this, and the prophecy will hang halfway. I've seen it many times. And so sometimes the Lord wants to teach you something about it. You know? So I mean, you get there, you know that the king is from this house, but you don't know who. And then you start using chest to measure. Ah, this must be the king. Anyway, I said that to say, you know, so even the prophet with his prophetic gifts, maybe you are still deceiving me. You know how to pretend to be spiritual, but you know. But you can't deceive God. You can't deceive God. At Reboot Camp Abuja, I said something. You know, we quote that text because we think it's nice, and it's nice, but it has implications. We have not come to a mount that can be touched. We have come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God, innumerable company of angels, to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant. That means we will never gather and Jesus is unaware. There is no bad sermon that Jesus has not heard. Nobody ever preached a sermon and Jesus did not hear it. As a pastor, you have to be careful. You will give account. Like, he attends every service. That's the meaning of the text. Our gathering is always to Jesus. When they are always whining you to worship, he sees it. Your amen can be louder than that. The louder your amen, the louder. Oh, you have been in church 3 years. They are still doing that for you. He sees it. He sees how you give. It's the same yesterday, today, forever. You know, in the incarnation, in the temple, when it was offering time, he sat, he was observing. How did he know that the widow gave the most? Because he was watching. He has the offering records. I'm not joking. You think you don't know how much God, you think God doesn't know how much you give? He knows. If you're an instrumentalist and you avoid offering because you're on the keyboard, for instance, he knows. Or maybe you're on the camera. Hallelujah. See, I'm a supplying joint. I'm passionate about ministry. Passionate about impact. Hallelujah.